In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. We have nothing. It wasn't completely true, but it sure felt that way. Jesus had stripped us down. When he had first sent us out two by two, he had taken our wallets, our money bags, he had taken all of our packs with our extra clothes and supplies, and he had stripped us down and sent us out with nothing. And yes, those houses that had welcomed us in took care of us, and we had all of our needs met along the way. But now here we were in the wilderness, and we had barely scrapped together enough bread for ourselves, and Jesus was telling us to give something to the crowd of thousands to eat. And so we told him, we have nothing. Well, except for these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but we had set that aside, Jesus, for ourselves, so we wouldn't go hungry. But he insisted, give them to me. And so he took what we had been saving and he broke it and he shared it with the crowds, and everyone had enough to eat. And then again, later on, when we were across the Sea of Galilee in foreign enemy territory, we had gathered with large crowds again, and for days we were listening to the teachings of Jesus. And again, Jesus had said, share with the crowds. Again, we were thinking, we don't barely have anything. This time, just 7 loaves of bread. But he pushed us, and so we gave them over. And Jesus took them, and he shared them with the crowds. And again, we managed to have enough, more than enough, for everyone. But again, we were journeying with Jesus, and we were crossing again across the Sea of Galilee. And this time, we had forgotten to find any extra bread. We had given all the last of it to Jesus when we fed the 4,000. And now here we were on a journey, and we had no bread. And we were anxious. We were worried, scared, thinking, what are we going to do if we have no bread? And Jesus heard us discussing this, but he had told us, he said, watch out for the yeast of the teachings of the authorities, the political party of the Pharisees, the political party of the Sadducees. Watch out for their yeast. And we were thinking he was reprimanding us because we had forgotten to bring bread. We wouldn't have anything then to share if we met another crowd. But Jesus looked at us and said, you people of weak faith, do you not get it? Don't you understand everything that's been unfolding? What happened when I sent you out with nothing? Were you not taken care of? Everything you needed by your heavenly Father. Then, when we met the crowd of 5,000 and you shared that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, did we have enough? More than enough? And then the crowd of 4,000 foreigners, we met with them, and reluctantly you handed over your 7 loaves of bread, and what did we have? More than enough. Don't you get it? Don't you understand anything that I'm teaching you? Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Both of the major political parties in your world are bent on something completely against the kingdom of God. Everything they do is based on fear, worry, and looking within selfishly. Watch out for the yeast of their teachings. They will work their way into your heart and soul, and you will lose track of God's kingdom. We were frustrated, berated by Jesus. But as some distance and time allowed our hearts to settle, we started to get it a little bit. And we thought back to one particular instance. It was a crazy moment in the middle of all of that bread sharing where we had been crossing the Sea of Galilee in one of those journeys. And there on that journey, A storm had arisen, and there in the back of the boat, Jesus had been sleeping, calm, at peace. And we were frustrated as we woke him up and said, "Teacher, we're going to die." But the Lord had been able to walk above the storms in his peace and trust and faith in God. And so when Peter had awoken to what was really going on, he said to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, if it is your will, ask me to come out to you on the water." And Peter, we had never thought it would be possible, had stepped out of the side of the boat. And there he joined Jesus on the chaos of the sea that was raging and the winds and the waves that were pummeling us. And there Peter walked across the sea, above all of the madness of the nations that we knew the prophets said the sea represented. But Peter's downfall was when he let his focus change. He had been laser focused on Jesus and he was able to stay above the chaos. But the moment Peter's focus changed to the raging sea, to the storms and winds of the chaos of the nations around him, to the chaos and worries and fears of his own heart, as soon as Peter started to look at the craziness of the world and to point himself within, he started to sink. And he was getting swallowed in the sea and said, "Lord, save me!" And Jesus grabbed him and said the same thing that he had said to us, "Why do you have so little faith?" It was a matter of focus. We didn't understand what was happening with all the bread because we kept allowing our focus to stray. To the battles of the political parties of the Pharisees and the Sadducees within our world, and which side was saying they were going to bring the kingdom of God with their revolution and their leaders. As we strayed in our hearts to looking within to the fact that maybe we weren't going to have enough bread for tomorrow. What was going to happen to our families if we couldn't save up enough bread? Fear about all the different things that were raging around us. And when our focus was there, we didn't get what was happening right in our midst. Jesus was inviting us to surrender ourselves in faith to God, our Heavenly Father, who was going to take that faith and move mountains. Mountains of provision to take care of our basic needs. Mountains of protection to hold us safely in His hands from everything violent and greedy in the world around us. But when we didn't look at Jesus, we sank and we were lost in the confusion, the raging waves and wind of a world lost in fear and worry. But when we focused on Jesus, we could rise above the chaos. God would take care of every need, protect us in everything. What is our focus? It's the ultimate question of the gospel narrative. Are we focused on Jesus, on his message, his word, his teaching, his proclamation of the kingdom of God right here within us and among us? If we're focused on that, we will walk on water above the chaos of the political parties of our world, the Democrats fighting on one side, the Republicans on the other, everyone saying they have the answers, while we all sink into a chaos of pain, fear, violence, and greed. If we do not focus on Jesus, we will sink. we will be lost in the madness of the world around us. But if we focus in faith on our Lord Jesus and hear his word, listening to it with the attention and focus that it demands, we will be saved. We will have God's provision and his protection at every turn. When we think that we have nothing, so little, because Jesus keeps taking it away from us, we will start to realize that we have something, and more than something, if we but share what little we think we have with each other, with Jesus. We will all have more than we need. Baskets full of leftovers, because God is a God of abundance, of great provision and bounty for his creation. But the moment we turn our hearts within selfishly to watching out for our own accounts, our own worries, our own fears, protecting our backs from all sorts of things, when we play that game and we focus within and on the chaos of the hateful people in our world, we will be lost and confused, and we won't understand a thing that Jesus is trying to say to us. So may we remember God's victories of provision and protection in our lives. And may we remember our failures so that we can again point back to Jesus. For as on a daily journey, as our spiritual journeys of a lifetime, there will be moments that our focus will turn back within and to the world, and we will start to sink, but never forget. Point back to Jesus in those moments. Cry out, Lord, save me. And he will grab you. And he will pull you back in so that once again you can walk on water. Above all of the worry and fear around you. Amen.